Today's program of Bagels and Blessings was previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm so happy that you're with me today. I'm going to be featuring the music of Oxana Eliahu, and you'll get to hear a previously recorded interview that I did with her. So enjoy, my friends. Today I'm going to be featuring music from Oxana Eliahu's CD called Not My Will. And to start with, here is a song that I like. It's called Happy Is the Man.
Turns away the counsel of the wicked, who doesn't follow the way of the world or join in with ungodly. Happy is he who turns away the counsel of the wicked, who doesn't follow the way of the world or join in with ungodly. Because he delights in the law of the Lord, he meditates on it day and night. He delights in the law of the Lord, he meditates on it day and night. Like a tree that grows by a stream, bears food in its season, whose leaves do not dry up, blessed will be his work. Keep the Torah, that all night comes to slow. Put Torah, Toya, give him a balala. Keep the Torah, that all night comes to slow. Put Torah, Toya, give him a balala. Blessed will be the work of his hands. Blessed will be the work of his hands. Blessed will be the work of his hands. As he walks in the light of the Lord. Blessed will be the work of his hands.
Again, that was Oxana Eliahu from her CD, Not My Will. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. We are in the season of repentance. Some of you will be listening to this program on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And we are so joyful that we know Yeshua is our atonement. We know that his blood was shed for a repentance for us, to provide atonement for us as we repent. We are so thankful. Next, we're going to feature a song called Blessed Are You.
said, are you Adonai, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and has preserved us and enabled us to reach this time? Blessed. You Adonai, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and has preserved us and enabled us to reach this time, to reach this time, to reach this day. A new day in my life, a day to worship Adonai. The time of blessing, the time of joy, the time of love. A new day in my life, a day to worship Adonai. The time of blessing, the time of joy, the time of love. Blessed are you, El Shaddai, the awesome God. He was and He is, and He shall come, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that He is Lord.
A new day in my life, a time of joy, a time of love.
A new day
in my life,
in my life.
A day to worship Adonai.
Worship Adonai.
A time of blessing, a time of joy, a time of love.
That beautiful song featured the voice of Lawrence Bass. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick, and again, I am so glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. If you live in upstate New York and you'd like to visit a Messianic congregation, please visit Congregation Shema Israel. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road, and our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. While you're at Shema Israel, please visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. The Fig Tree is open after our services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays from 2 to 6, Wednesdays from 11 to 3. Come into the Fig Tree to buy CDs, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, cards, and jewelry. And if you live closer to Buffalo, New York, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. This next song is called Who Am I to You? And again, these songs are from the CD of Oxana Eliyahu, and the CD is called Not My Will.
Amazing love for everyone.
So thankful to have been on the air for 16 years now. And you know why that's possible? Because of faithful listeners like you and because of my sponsors. Here's one of my sponsors now.
Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. Pharaoh's Harem has been a family-owned business for over 25 years. Their highly experienced training team is hired based on ambition and talent, and they absolutely excel in customer service and in technical excellence. Pharaoh's Harem is a great place to go for a massage, a facial, a pedicure or a manicure, or a nice new hairdo. They have two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just down the street from Marketplace Mall. The number there is 585-359-2249, and the other location is in Fairport in Packett's Landing on the Canal. The number there is 585-223-5850. Come into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty.
Every day, we ask the Lord to guide us, to show us whether to go to the right, to the left, whether to go forward or backward, what decisions to make, Well, here's a beautiful song from Oxana's CD, Not My Will, and this one is called Guide Me Today. Hear from one of my sponsors, Odell Family Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
There are so many passages in the Jewish scriptures that point to the Messiah. One of my favorites is Isaiah 53. If you read that passage, you'll see a suffering servant who was wounded for our sins, bruised for our iniquities. I especially like the verse that says, "By his stripes we are healed." Here is a great song again from Oxana's CD, and this is called "By His Stripes."
Your precious blood alone, Yeshua, heals my wounds. Only your holy name, Yeshua, restores my life. The precious blood of the Lamb was sacrificed. The pure, perfect Lamb carries the sins of the world. Surely he has won a grief and carried all our sorrows. And by his wounds we are healed, we are healed. Your precious blood, Yeshua, atones for all my sins. Your holy name, Yeshua, the purifies my life. The precious blood of the Lamb was sacrificed. The pure, perfect Lamb carries the sins of the world. Surely he has won a grief and carried all our sorrows. By his wounds we are healed, we are sacrifice. The pure, perfect Lamb carries the sins of the world. Surely he has borne a grief and carried all our sorrows. By his wounds we are healed, we are healed.
For listening to Bagels and Blessings, I want to tell you about one more amazing sponsor. Why, this sponsor is just excellent. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Here's Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. These are just three of the famous Ten Commandments. Written by the finger of God on tablets of stone in the presence of Moses, they were the foundational laws God gave to the Jewish people from Mount Sinai to provide a universal standard of right and wrong. Thanks to the Jewish people, God's guiding principles were recorded for all nations. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show is pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today. But please tune in next Saturday, where I'll be live in the studio, and you'll definitely have a chance to win a coupon for bagels.
Shalom. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
And now here's my previously recorded interview with Messianic recording artist Oksana Eliyahu.
Oksana Eliyahu, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well, I'm so happy. I met you at the Messiah Conference last year, and I didn't get a chance to interview you, but this time I'm doing it because I heard that you've got quite a story. So, Oksana, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about growing up, your religious training growing up, and how you found the Lord. Can we start there?
Yeah, it's quite a story. It's pretty long, but I will try just to say a few words. I was born in Russia, in communistic country, and I didn't want to be a Jew because to be a Jew in communistic country was not a big fun. And my parents were absolutely secular, so I never really heard about God. We were worshiping Lenin at that time. So it's really took a lot of time to me even to get just even to see a believer or, you know, to hear about God. So only when I left Russia, you know, in my 20s, only then I actually met at least people that believe in God, which was very weird for me because I was thinking that they are very, like, stupid and ignorant people and very narrow-minded, but I was surprised that they were pretty smart and they educated, and they knew even about evolution, and this made me think. But again, it's a really long story. I was 1 year in Italy as a refugee, and there God actually started working with me. I was a very hard nut, but, you know, I had a dream that influenced me, and the learning, the word, it was very, you know, impacting me. So again, because I need to put it really short, I can tell that it took me altogether 6.5 years to surrender really and to understand that Jewish Messiah is Yeshua. I mean, I already kind of I accepted that there is God after maybe a year or so. I understood that there is something, you know, it should be. But I was fighting Jesus, you know, Yeshua. It was I understood that I'm Jewish and it's actually not so bad. So when I already wanted to be a Jew and I said to my friends that I'm going to check about this Jesus, they said, don't even dare, because if you are going to be believing in this Jesus, then you're not a Jew anymore. And I already kind of wanted to be Jew, understood the chosen people and stuff. So it was kind of confusing, and again, it took a lot really to investigate and to study, and this was like a puzzle that I was, you know, every time you learn something, the little part of the puzzle was filling in. So, and one day, after a lot of time, but still I actually, it was just a revelation that I kind of understood, like almost the last piece of the puzzle was in, and I saw the picture and I understood that sure, he's the Messiah, he's the only way, he's the life, and he's my Jewish Messiah. So that,
praise God. What about the rest of your family, Oksana? Did anybody else figure out the truth like you did?
My kids were growing with this you know, faith. I was actually taking them to the congregation in Israel, and unfortunately right now they are not with God. Like, let's say my son, even on his bar mitzvah, he was, you know, praising Yeshua, and after that, like about at 14 years old, when, you know, the teenager age, he kind of turned back from God. And yeah, I'm praying. I still believe that it's just a matter of time. And my mom also, you know, my father passed away, but I was talking to him about the faith, and I was praying with him and preaching him, you know. Again, I don't know for sure, but I feel and I hope that he's in a good place. And my mom is in Israel. I, you know, when I'm there, we always go to Russian congregation, so she will listen more, and she kind of likes it. But the problem is, she said, she's saying to me, you know, I really want to, you to show me. I want to see God. I want to touch Him. I don't believe in something that is not real. And also, you know, I'm getting her books. So I'm praying for her for years, but she's now, you know, she's very open, she's not against, and I just kind of stand on the promises that it said, you know, if you're not against God, it's already, you know, you are kind of with Him.
So. Oh, sure. So just trying to keep straight, so you were in Italy for a while, and so did you live in Israel for a while? Did I hear that?
No, after Italy, I actually lived in Canada, where I met believers that actually provoked me to jealousy, and kind of it was a finishing of my journey. Again, at least to believe in God, and believe that, you know, to be a Jew is not so bad. So then I came to visit Israel after, like, being 1.5 years in Canada, and I was very surprised that I actually had such a emotional kind of feelings, even just looking at the Israeli flag. And I was like, what's going on? I didn't understand. Only now, actually, after that, I knew that God changed my heart towards Israel. So I decided to make Aliyah, and it was in 1990. And I lived in Israel for 20 years, where actually I completely surrendered after a few years when I immigrated there. And all my kind of story with God, it's all in Israel. All, you know, my music ministry started there, and my heart is still there. You know, I'm here, but we are going to Israel every year for like a few months or so, and you know, we would like to be there, here and there. Just unfortunately, not easy financially. Otherwise, we would be, you know, living in both places.
Sure. Oksana, I'm really glad that you mentioned your music, because that brings me right into my next series of questions. Tell me about your music. Did you always sing? Did you always write music? Or how did you get involved with your ministry?
I always wrote lyrics, and most of my lyrics in my, you know, Russian period, or when I was not a believer, was kind of, you know, love songs, and it was even some dirty stuff. So, but all this was kind of writing lyrics. My father actually was a poet, and he has a book, and I believe I took it from him. But I never wrote music. I never even knew how to do it. So I always and very often I used some kind of famous music and was doing my songs just, you know, for fun, for friends, for family. And it was very successful in you know, in the world view. But when I fell in love with Yeshua, then I started writing to Him. And still, I was writing my lyrics, and I was giving it them to some composers, because I never thought about writing music, and it was really great and successful. And so But one day, one lady, she didn't know that it's not the songs that I wrote music. She heard the songs and she asked me if I would consider write a music for her lyrics. I read the lyrics and I just really loved it so much. It was deep, you know, worship kind of a song in Hebrew, and I said, you know what, I don't really write music, I never done it, but I can try, and I kind of felt that I should try it, and it was so easy, it just came out so easily.
And, wow.
Yeah, and again, I didn't know if it's even good enough. I was kind of, you know, didn't want even people to know that it's I wrote this melody. So when I was in my drama class, I was, you know, playing in Purim play the Esther, the queen. So I actually put this song, because I was the director as well, so I put this song as a Esther song, and I was singing it with guitar, and then I wanted to hear the feedback, you know, and I was so blessed and so happy that, you know, many people asked me, what was this song? It's really good. And so I said, wow, okay, so maybe I can do it. So I kind of understood that maybe it's just, you know, maybe God gave me this, but then it's really start going more and more. By the way, we can listen to this song, the first song that I wrote, because I now have a translation, and I just released a new CD in English, so we can maybe listen to the song right now.
Oh, if you're able to do that, sure.
Yeah, so I will send you this song, okay, and you can put it maybe in the show right after that, yeah?
Absolutely, yes. I was hoping to get some of your music, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so actually I have some of my songs were really like such a easy birth. It was like almost like I was one of the songs, I just heard it. It's like, you know, you hear music together with words, everything is just coming out. And I was even asking my friends, like, do you know the melody? I knew that the lyrics came from my kishki, you know, like we say.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know about melody because it was so, like, I knew it, you know. And sometimes you're afraid to take someone's melody, you know, and declare that it's yours. So I was asking friends, and they said that nobody actually said that it's theirs, or they heard it ever. So I understood it's just God kind of planted it into me, and it was really like amazing experience, and I understood that this is like the new gift that I got from God when I really surrender my life to Him.
It's really exciting when that happens. I've only had that experience a couple of times in my life, but it's amazing when it happens because it just kind of like pours out of you all at once, and you wonder, how did that happen? Where did that come from? Well, if someone wanted to get a hold of your CD, now how many CDs do you have, first of all?
Now we I have four CDs.
Four CDs.
Two of them are like in Hebrew mostly.
Uh-huh.
Like first CD I've done all in Hebrew. I could not even imagine to do in another language. And then, you know, I kind of, people say that it would be good to have a little English. So the second one called Recipe for Love, we put in a little English translation, maybe just 20%. And
uh-huh.
Then we've done another CD with just music. It's an instrumental CD with the best songs of mine. And it's pretty amazing CD with a lot of amazing musicians. You know, I'm not playing anything there, even though I play guitar, but I play guitar just for like accompaniment for myself. But I invited a musician, and we have the pan flute and violin and clarinet, and like really, really amazing sound. So I produced this CD here, half in Israel and half here in the States. And now, just in the end of June, we released a new CD in English, which was also, actually, when I lived still in in Israel, some people were saying to me, like, you should translate your songs, you should translate. And I did not even understand the need of it. I don't know why should I even spend my time and money, you know, for that. But now when I lot here in the USA, I understood that, you know, other people can be blessed because the lyrics are very deep, and it's not like you know, like many songs, even great songs, they have, you know, Gadol Adonai, no, some kind of really simple worship, which is also amazing. But my songs, I believe, and people say that it's really like deep lyrics. So we translated it and we started working. Some people were helping me. I invited some, you know, musicians and some singers as well to sing, because some of the songs, some of my songs were written kind of from a man. You know that in Hebrew you speak differently, like men speak different from a woman.
Right.
So in somehow some lyrics was just written by men. You know, it's like a man writing. So anyway, I'm so happy that this CD is out. It's actually the best songs that I picked from both CDs in Hebrew. And it's just very, very new, and I already had a few feedbacks, and we can play maybe even, you know, a few samples if you would like to, whatever, or a song.
Oh, sure. Sure, you send me some, and I'll definitely put them in the show. So this brings me to this question. Everybody's going to want your music, especially after I play it on the air. And what's the best way to get a copy of your CDs?
I have a website that there is a music store in my website, so you can get there by through www.oksanasite.com, which is OksanaSite.com, so which is OksanaSite.com, and then you just go to music store and you can pick and listen to the samples as well. And actually, I can announce that I don't know when the show is going to be, but we have a special promotion till the end of this month. So if people would like to have a code of this coupon and discount and get a discount, they need to write me through my website that they would like to get this code, so they can get the CD very cheap.
Great. Now, probably we'll not get to air it until September.
Okay, you can just delete that. Yeah.
Okay. All right, fine. Oksana, tell me, would you say that your life has radically changed since becoming a believer in Yeshua?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like, people who know me from my past, they for sure hardly could recognize me. And, yeah, it's not that, you know, we became perfect. We are perfect by the blood of Yeshua. But for sure my life has changed when I really surrender. And this is what I usually say when I go and perform and share my testimony in churches and congregations. I say that, you know, unfortunately today many believers are living like I was for this kind of you know, during these 6.5 years, because I was actually thinking at that time that I'm saved. But in the same time, now I understood that it's not so, because I was not really surrendering everything to God. And, you know, you cannot really stand on two mountains and be with the world and be with the God a little bit and kind of keep something that you really want to keep to yourself. You have to give it all. So, and only when I gave it all and really surrender everything, then I believe, you know, the doors was open and the blessing came. It's not all only blessing, you know. We always have stuff and hard times, you know. I don't want to promise anyone any roses, okay, because the you know, rain falling on everyone, on believers and non-believers. But I can truly say that I feel, you know, the change of, you know, it's a different life to live with Yeshua, to live with God and follow Him. And, you know, He's in the first place in my life. At least that's what I'm trying to.
That's wonderful. Now, Oksana, you're not just a singer and a follower of Yeshua, but you also are a radio host just like me, aren't you?
Yeah, I just started. It's a new field in my ministry. I actually enjoy it because I, you know, like I meet a lot of people and it's actually really blessing me, and I learn a lot, and it's fun, by the way.
When is your radio program on?
Our radio program called Faithful to the Truth, and it's broadcasting every Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Time.
6 p.m. Central Time, and what's the name of it? It's Faithful to the Truth, and how do you listen to it? What's the website?
It's through Messianic Lamb Radio.
Messianic Lamb Radio, which is where I have a broadcast also.
Yeah, wow. We're now colleagues,
Yes, we are. We're colleagues. We're sisters in Yeshua, and we're colleagues on the radio. That is so wonderful. Well, tell me, what are some of your prayer needs right now? How would you like the listeners to be praying for you?
Well, my first prayer and my life prayer is for sure for my family to be saved and, you know, to receive Yeshua. And this is always the first life prayer. But also my music, it's like it's almost like my children, you know, it's like my babies. And I feel kind of like a woman that's pregnant for about 5-6 years with my new CD. I have new songs that nobody ever heard yet, and I know that they are from God, and I know that they're also good, and I'm praying that, you know, God will open doors for finishing this project. I'm working, and it's going really hard because of especially financial support, and it really costs money to produce a CD. But it's also, I believe, His timing, so I know that I need to be patient, even though I'm not. This is not my strong quality, but I'm trying to. So, but I do believe that the time is coming, because my next CD will be called On My Knees. And this CD, like the whole motive of the CD will be repentance and, you know, coming back, you know, Lachzor B'Tshuvah. So I do believe that this is the time, you know, that this music and these songs for the time like that, you know, for the time like this. So I just hope that God will open door and it will be produced soon. And also we pray for many open doors for us to, you know, to perform and to share my music and to my testimony that, you know, it's much, much bigger and really powerful and encouraging, like I understood from people. You know, I never even knew that my testimony is any interest at all. One day in one church, they just asked me, would you like to share something, you know, from your testimony? And I shared a little bit, and they just like, wow, like, you know, they were so shocked that, you know, I have this story. And this how it started, because I didn't know that it's, you know, it's something special. So, and then God really put in my heart that, you know, all what He's done, you know, all these miracles and, you know, dreams and stuff that I went through, it's actually for, not just for me to keep in my mind and, you know, be blessed by it, but it's also to share, because He is glorified by our testimonies.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. This is so inspiring. When you were a little girl, did you ever have any idea that one day you'd be singing songs like this?
I never could imagine. I would tell you that if people would tell me, you know, give your head, I would give my head that it cannot be. I would laugh, and I would never could imagine that I will be believing God. You know, it was so stupid sound for me. And I praise God so much that I, you know, He found me, that He gave me this opportunity to meet these people, because unfortunately so many brothers and sisters in, you know, in my Jewish brothers and sisters by blood, you know, they are not saved. They are, you know, still have this veil. I believe that it's just, again, it's just the timing. But I really, like, feel so blessed that I'm saved and I'm, you know, Jewish and I'm from this little remnant, you know. I just thank God, and I don't know what my life would be without God? How would I be even, you know, how can person be without? I don't understand. I couldn't even imagine how did I live without him.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I look forward to hearing more of your music and getting to know you better. And I'm so pleased with what God is doing in your life. And I want to thank you so much for taking time to be my guest today. And I do pray that the Lord provides all that you need, and that he opens doors, and that he continues to bless your family, and that they all would come to know Yeshua.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you so much, Etta. It was a real pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you, Oksana.
God bless you.
Thank you, Shalom.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was my interview with Oksana Eliyahu. And we actually have time for one more song. And I'd like to share with you this beautiful song called In the Depth of My Heart. Ethel Chadwick, I'm so glad that you've been listening to Bagels and Blessings today. I pray the Lord fills you with His Spirit and blesses you and provides for all your needs. And during this season of Yom Kippur, there is a greeting I'd like to share with you. It's Gemar Chatima Tova. And that means, may you be sealed in the Book of Life for a good year. And of course, we all know Lashana Tova, to a good year. So again, Gemar Chatima Tova. May you be sealed in the Book of Life for a good year. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechecha Adonai Vayismarecha. Yair Adonai panavalecha vikunecha. Yisa Adonai panavalecha. V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings.